Time it is, we can let down our hair, the moon is high, and we are lunatics now. It's deep in the safe harbor. It's Dark 30. I'm Joshua P. Warren, and now is the time you should turn off the radio if you don't want to potentially hear some outrageous material, because this is when we kick back, down a shot of hard liquor, and try to have some fun. And I'm your creepy guide across the river Styx.
Abandon all hope!
Daddy gonna give you something to drink now. In the studio with producer Sam the Animal Steel and investigator Shelley Wright of Wright's Coin Shop. Shelley, would you like to share a quote with us about time?
No, you don't have to.
Come on.
You're just making fun of me. I'm a huge Doctor Who fan.
Who?
And Doctor Who? Yes.
Who?
Right.
Fine, you looked it up. He's giving you the chance. Spit it out. It's like 8 seconds long.
I know. People assume that time is a strict progression of cause to effect, but actually from a non-linear, non-subjective viewpoint, it's more like a big ball of wibbly-wobbly, timey-wimey stuff.
Wibbly-wobbly, timey-wimey stuff.
That was from Blink.
Okay. Very cool. So, Shelley Wright, how is the timey-wimey going this time of year at Wright's Coin Shop? Christmas is over.
The New Year is on the way. We are on vacation this week. Mm-hmm. After between Christmas and New Year's, we are on vacation. And we will come back and do it all again January 2nd. So that Friday.
What's your prediction for how gold and silver is going to go in the year 2015?
Who knows? Just when you think you know, you don't know.
Wrong answer, Shelley.
I know.
Way up! It's going to be huge! Get in now! Early on, while you can!
Yeah, listen to what he says. Yeah. It's still a great buying opportunity. Keep buying. You know, some people, they can't stand it. They want to watch the market every day, and they can't stand it if it goes up or goes down. I don't know what they think they're doing. Don't watch it. Just do it. Just do it and stick it back and have it for a rainy day or for your retirement or something. Don't worry about what you paid for it. Don't worry about what's going on. Just put it aside. Forget about it.
Now, Christmas was a big, big boom period
yes.
for Wright's Coin Shop.
Yes.
Now that Christmas is over, and a lot of businesses, they worry about going into the deep, dark, cold winter months.
Right.
And so they kind of go overboard to really entice people to come back in and keep buying. Is there anything that you can tell people to let them know that this is the perfect time to get in?
This is really the perfect time to get in, and this is the perfect time of the year. We don't slow down after Christmas. Mm-hmm. We get busy. We stay busy until the weather gets warm. People want to collect coins. They want to get their ducks in a row and figure out what they're going to do for the next year. They want to plan their strategy for how they're going to get through the next year or the next 10 years or the next 20 years and how they're going to take care of their grandkids. And you have all of this planning mindset. And now, especially with the markets the way they are, now really is the best time to get in there and start. If you haven't started, or keep on keeping on if you have been doing this.
Well, you know, it's logical and sensible. We always say that Wright's Coin Shop will help you turn your money into more money. And that's because we don't want to be doom and gloomers here when it comes to the way of the world, but the reality is we all see what's happening here with the dollar.
And we know that the U.S. economy is now falling behind China's economy, and it's probably going to keep slipping, and at least for a while. We don't know what the state of a Federal Reserve piece of paper is going to be. At least if you go in now and you trade that in for a gold or silver coin, you've got something solid that has intrinsic value. You can always go and trade it back in and get paper if that's what you want. But
that's true.
It's nice to have something that's going to not only retain value, but historically has always grown in value.
Exactly. Exactly. And Greg at the shop, he had some quote. He heard something or read something. If there's a flood, do you want a contract for a boat or do you want a boat?
Yeah.
So that kind of puts it in perspective.
Well, there are people, you know, they hear me say that I put my money in gold and silver, and they're like, well, easy for you to say. They think I'm a millionaire. That's for rich people. Rich people do that. No. If you have 20, 30 bucks, you can walk into Wright's Coin Shop and begin this process.
Definitely. Definitely. It does not take much. It doesn't.
How can people find Wright's Coin Shop?
You can come see me at 1271 Sweeten Creek Road in Asheville. Or you can give me a call at 828-298-5402.
Now, Sweeten Creek Road, it's right over kind of in the area of the Biltmore Estate. It's
right.
Easy to get to.
25A.
Yes, it runs parallel to Hendersonville Road.
Or is that 25B? Is Hendersonville Road 25A?
Hendersonville Road is 25.
Wow.
Sweeten Creek Road is 25A.
Right.
And people can call you and talk to you. Yes, talk to Shelley Wright. They can walk in the store. They will literally find you, Shelley, right there at the counter. You're not like the guys on Pawn Stars who just do the show, and then you have minions who go out and do... No, you're really there at the shop every
day. I am there. I do not have minions, but maybe I should write that down on my list. New Year's resolutions. Get minions.
Again, that's 1271 Sweeten Creek Road. The map and pictures and everything is at WrightsCoinShop.com. That's WRIGHTS. WrightsCoinShop.com, or you can call 828-298-5402. Wherever you are in the country, just give them a buzz. 828-298-5402. The shop's been in business over 40 years.
Right.
You've been there. It's a family business. You've been there for years and years and years. Let me ask you a question. When a man... when a man walks in the door
mm-hmm.
of Wright's Coin Shop, it's an enclosed space.
Yes.
Even if your back is turned, can you sense his pheromones?
His pheromones?
Yeah. You know, that kind of like thick, musty, organic scent in the air that lets you know a new stag has entered the shop space.
Some dominant buck urine.
Yeah.
Well, let's put it this way. With coins and the people that come in and the things that they bring them in, there are lots of smells competing with each other.
But, I mean, are there times when, you know, a man walks in and you're like,
That's some Jovan Mutt.
Something's going on here. I want to talk to this man.
What's your favorite scent, Shelly? Like, what do you like? I like to wear Lacoste Essential myself. What do you like? Like a Drakkar Noir?
No.
Do you ever turn your pheromones on a little bit hotter to attract business?
Or do I wear a low-cut blouse?
Mm-hmm. Or a combination of
them. Yeah?
You never know. You'll have to come in.
You do that, don't you? You use every dirty little trick in the book.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I drop this wheat penny?
She's not going to drop anything expensive. It's just going to be a wheat penny at most. Probably a 2014 penny. Because right now, there is a bit of a controversy in Miami, Florida, because a for-profit college entity down there is trying to get as many admissions
and admission applications filed as possible. And in order to attract students, at least one of its seven campuses has, quote, purposely hired attractive women and sometimes exotic dancers and strippers and encouraged them to dress provocatively and do whatever it took to get the guys to sign up while they recruited young men in neighborhoods to attend.
Let me just tell you, if that was going to happen, Miami is the place, because them girls are fire down there. Fire.
There is a bit of a more elite selection of strippers and exotic dancers, for sure. So what's your business philosophy on what they're doing here in Miami, Shelley?
I think that you need to be careful what you're trying to attract, definitely. It's one thing to hire beautiful people and maybe dress a little provocatively. It's a totally different thing to hire strippers and give them a little lap dance. That's a totally different thing. Yeah, probably not such a good thing.
There's a whole controversy also going on with that whole, the whole college, the pay, you know, like those type of online colleges.
Mm-hmm.
And there was one which is more egregious than that, which was a recruiter who was going to military hospitals, like veterans who were back with traumatic brain injuries, and getting them to sign up and, like, you know, pay exorbitant amounts of money for non-degrees. You know, like our own military guys who had served now come back.
Oh.
That's messed up.
But they're not using...
Not strippers, no. But they're using the fact that they have traumatic brain injury.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they could really be like, oh, this is a super hot strip.
I mean, thanks for bringing us down again, Sam. Wah, wah. We're talking about strippers, boobs, exotic dancers.
We're talking about strippers. 2015, yeah. Hurrah.
This is as far as the FCC will let us push it.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Sam, you're a...
I'm a realist.
Well, you sell yourself, right?
I'm a private dancer. A dancer for money.
Have you ever done that?
Well, of course, but I mean, not like in...
I mean, you know...
In the privacy.
I can, because, you know, and the funny thing is, most people I would ask that question of rhetorically. In your case, I would think that at some point in your life, you have actually stripped down and given a dance to some ladies.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't say that it hasn't happened.
Mm-hmm.
I went through a little exhibitionist phase.
Well...
I mean, nothing like on the books, right?
No better time than now, my friend.
2015.
Now,
the year.
Things are looking up, aren't they? Okay, we're going to take a break. When we come back, I try to avoid talking about politically oriented things on this show because you get enough of that the rest of the time, but I just couldn't ignore when I recently went to CNN and saw a headline about rectal feeding. So we will... We will talk a little bit about that when we come back on the Dark 30 Hour. I'm Joshua P. Warren. It's the show where the unusual becomes usual. It's called Speaking of Strange.
Around midnight, or at least that's when you lose yourself for a minute or two. Like a dead man from a white oak tree, people sitting on porches thinking how things used to be. Dark night, it's a dark night. Changing strangers.
Speaking of strange, I'm your host, Joshua P. Warren, and here's what Dark 30
if
means.
If they could only hear.
No kidding. If only the conversations we have off air, which are actually thought-provoking, they're good, legitimate conversations, and if you want to hire Sam as a personal tour guide when you come to Asheville, I highly recommend it. He knows where the real underground Asheville exists. We're just going to open up an agency for you, Sam, called Underground Asheville.
Hey, it could be your 57th web domain.
More like 107th. But actually, I do own that. I do own undergroundasheville.com.
Do you?
I do. I swear yes. I do.
You probably bought Stanky Panky out from under me. I owned that for a while.
Now, we call this Dark 30 because this is the hour when it's late enough. It's in, well, what the FCC considers safe harbor. So we can talk about things that are a little more outrageous and controversial and some of the news that's more sordid and seedy and not for the kids, not for the easily offended. So consider that your warning. You can tune out if you don't want to hear that kind of material. Tonight's program brought to you by a business that just doesn't care about it. They're happy to promote this type of material. Right, Shelley?
Yes. Disgusting material.
We are proud to.
Proudly presented by Wright's Coin Shop. 828-298-5402. See, when you walk into Wright's Coin Shop, anything, any discussion you want to have is fine. They've heard it all.
Yeah. You never know what you're going to walk into.
828-298-5402. Remember, you can also go to their website. There's a link up at speakingofstrange.com. And there's a link to the Sunshine Simple Solar Generator, the world's most powerful solar generator for the price. Guaranteed. Created by me and my team. Winter's coming. You don't want to sit there in the dark, okay? Go to sunshinesimple.com and watch the video. Shelley, have you ever heard the term rectal feeding before?
I don't believe I have.
Oh, okay. How about you, Sam the Animal Still?
It brought to mind that episode of South Park where they ate through their butts and then pooped out their mouths.
Yes.
That would be sort of rectal feeding.
It does remind one of that, yeah. CNN introduced me to this term because, and now again, I don't want to get too politically oriented with, you know, current event stuff on this show, because you get enough of that already, but couldn't let this one slide. Recently, you know, this new report came out on what the CIA has been doing to detainees, supposedly. And, you know, of course they're torturing people. Of course they are. And in some cases, some of those people probably deserve to be tortured, frankly. I'm reading this story. And it says, and I'm just going to read it verbatim as it was written on the CNN website, because they're kind of summarizing things the CIA has supposedly done to people. And it says, at least five CIA detainees were subjected to rectal rehydration or rectal feeding without documented medical necessity, the report said. More specifically, Mahid Khan's lunch tray of hummus, pasta with sauce, nuts, and raisins was pureed and rectally infused.
Now, I know you can do this with ecstasy.
Okay.
You can.
I learned from a stripper in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
But I did not know that about hummus and pine nuts. I'm
who'd
have thought? That.
I wonder if the lunch tray was pureed as well.
That would be a Jack LaLanne power juicer.
being a CIA torture mechanism.
No, I mean, theoretically, that is possible because, now, I can say this, I believe, because it is scientific in nature.
Mm-hmm.
The glands in your anus,
mm-hmm.
They are absorbent,
mm-hmm.
are they not? I see they will actually, they will take in nutrients or, you know, chemicals or, I guess, food.
Hence rectal feeding.
Mm-hmm. So this is a true story. It was on CNN.
CNN says it got to be true.
Got to be.
It's from the CIA. You know, they don't want to admit that, but somebody did. Rectal feeding is a real phenomenon. So, let's say that you do have a medical condition that requires this.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, it seemed like an IV would be the more the more superior device.
Yeah.
I'm no doctor.
Let's make that clear. We are not doctors here.
We are but men.
But something about rectal feeding seems perplexing.
I'm not going to lie. I stuck a chicken McNugget up there once.
Okay. And how far did you have to go all the way to the stomach? That's what I'm wondering. Do you have to go into the stomach?
There's like a direct tube.
Mm-hmm.
It goes into the stomach, Josh. I mean, are you not familiar with...
It is a direct tube, isn't it?
Well, out. There's a valve.
There's a lot of twists and turns, but, you know, it's direct. It's not straight.
I mean, you're smarter than me. On paper.
Hey, the CIA is doing it. There's something to it. Okay. Shelley, what are you over there furiously looking up on your cell phone?
I am checking different sources.
Are you looking for pictures?
No, I'm checking different sources because I don't.
Are you snoopsing it?
There you go. Here. I surrendered the news story to you with the address. You can look it up on the CNN site. And
I think I saw it on one of those tube websites.
Okay, next story comes to us. This is an artsy story from, again, Miami, Florida. Headline is, "Blank all you rich people," says man who pulled out fake penis during art event, according to cops. Art is weird. A Subway performer was arrested in Miami while protesting. It says the 27-year-old man was taking part in a demonstration against the wealthy when officers attempted to move the agitators from the convention center. The man allegedly resisted before pulling out a fake penis from his unzipped pants and exposing himself to the art patrons. Police said he was also arrested when he attempted to jump on one of the officers and was... I'm not sure if we can use this term on the air.
I'll go for it.
You know what he was doing. He was doing what dogs do to chair legs.
Humping?
Something like that,
You can say that.
With his fake part. As the officer... Well, can you imagine doing that to a policeman?
Well, I mean, just that alone, you don't have to have a fake implement.
Yeah.
You just do that.
That's just icing on the cake.
You're getting in trouble. That's assault.
As the officer was turning around trying to get him to release, the man was yelling, "Blank all you rich people," and "Blank the police."
He showed them.
Wow. This guy, he was just determined to get, you know, and put in jail pretty much. It says there's a video of this. And at one point he says, "Get off me, you stupid blinking pigs." The man is self-described as a nihilist Subway performer.
That's like so Lebowski. They're nihilists, dude. Nihilists.
That's the first thing I think of when I hear that term. They're nihilists. Yeah. You know what nihilism is, Shelley? Pretty much anything goes. It's a more refined form of anarchy, really. Okay.
You know, at my house, this is no lie, I have a fake... what you were talking about.
Yeah.
It's actually crocheted.
Oh.
It's knit.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Why am I not surprised by that?
Not everybody has a crocheted.
Well, you are an artist.
I didn't make it.
You're an, well.
It was made for him.
Yes, an artist. You're an art lover.
I am a lover, a patron of the arts.
You're an artophile. okay, we're going to take a break. When we come back, let's take all this to a cosmic level. Let's bring us back up into a universal mindset as we shift gears into the new year. We're going to talk a little bit about the phenomenon known as panspermia. I'm Joshua P. Warren. It's the Dark 30 Hour on Speaking of Strange. Speaking of Strange, I'm Joshua P. Warren. This is the hour when we talk about some of the more outrageous and controversial stuff. Not for the kiddies, not for the easily offended. That is your warning. Tune out if you don't want to hear that kind of stuff. But these are, so far as we know, real news stories. Proudly presented by Wright's Coin Shop. 828-298-5402. 828-298-5402. That's the number for Shelley Wright at Wright's Coin Shop. You can also go to WrightsCoinShop.com. And remember now, the new year is on the way. Do you want to have a good year? Get yourself a free gift from me. Go to FreeCharm.com, F-R-E-E, FreeCharm.com, and just see what's there.
Also, a great gift for any time the practical guide to wand making.
Well, thank you, Sam. That's right. WarrenBooksNow.com has the practical. Did I send you a copy of that?
No, I perused that on my own.
You get a free copy, Sam, since that you brought that up.
Ding, ding.
Yeah. And you can also go to wishingmachineproject.com. Find out why we have sold wishing machines all over the world. Do you know what panspermia is, Shelley?
I can venture a guess.
Do it.
Yeah.
What was that again? Panspermia. Spreading your seed far and wide?
Yeah. Do you want to get more detailed about that?
I can make something up. I don't know.
She's actually starting to frighten me for once. I don't know if... What's your next phase of this?
Well, I was thinking of, you know, those clinics you go into and you perhaps donate.
Well, this is even bigger. This is gigantic. Panspermia is the scientific concept that comets and other bodies traveling through outer space are carrying organic molecules, and then they land, and those molecules spread and form life.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like a dead planet is a big egg, and an asteroid or a comet is carrying some kind of life.
Pollen?
Yeah. Viewing the universe as a gigantic reproductive system, and then boom, it hits and it spreads the life.
It spreads the life or it gets the hose. You
know, the Philae lander has detected organic molecules on the surface of its comet. Scientists have confirmed. And so they're thinking that this may be an example of panspermia. There's still a lot of research to be done. But right now, the NASA rover Curiosity is working there on Mars, examining rocks, drilling holes. But it's not just up there to look at the planet's hospitality for humans. It's also looking for panspermia, the idea that there are materials that have hit Mars now or in the past carrying organic components. So it kind of makes sense to me. There is this concept, as above, so below, which goes back to Hermeticism, as above, so below, that if you look at the way reproduction operates here on a small scale, that it is just a reflection of how it works on a grand scale. Whether it's plants or animals, there is a transfer of an organic component to, you know, another place, and then, life is spread.
Panspermia could also be like Zamfir's magnum opus.
You should suggest that. You should email the...
That's a deep reference.
The website.
And for all those people who got that, kudos.
Now let's move on to headline. Construction worker caught playing with his tool on the job. They say this is a video you won't see on HGTV. The masturbating builder was hired this past summer as part of a major renovation of a housing estate in the UK. He has just recently apparently been caught with his pants down after they looked back at the surveillance footage.
Is that like what it says on the side of his van? The masturbating builder? That'd be a great company name.
They say that the lady of the house was just shocked to watch video and see the man, and this is how they've worded it, the man having sex with her couch.
Ew.
She says, quote, "I felt sick, physically sick. I was so angry. I felt violated, to be honest. It was a stomach-churning, horrifying, you name it. We couldn't return to the flat for a long time."
Oh, come on.
End quote. Wow, that's a strong statement, isn't it?
I mean, at least just get rid of the couch.
But they've been, like,
why
sitting around.
That?
They've been hanging out on this couch. Sam, are you a couch molester?
No, think about how many nasty couches you've sat on in college that you slept on. You don't know what you go to your friend's house. You don't know what's been going on that couch. You sit there. What does she care?
Not going to sit on Sam's couch.
And so you go to you save up money. You build your dream house. You go out. You buy your brand new couch. to make sure that never happens.
To make sure that, like, insurance. Just in case, like, finally, honey, we've saved up. So the masturbating builder.
He crashes through and destroys dreams.
Came through.
Can't win for losing. The masturbating builder is the one guy we had to hire.
Dag nabbit.
Oh, they say he has received a conditional discharge.
Dang.
For 12 months after pleading guilty, ordered to pay a small fine. What's weird is that the cops, they charged him with all kinds of, like, other weird little things, but they say that, quote, masturbating is only a criminal offense in the UK if committed in a public place, end quote. So he didn't directly get charged with doing that to their couch. They charged him with just, you know, like, they had video of him stealing a stepladder and just
if
stuff
it was
like that.
Cherry from Pee-wee's Playhouse, that would have been a whole nother ball game.
Yes, that would not be masturbation.
No.
That would be a much more serious violation.
Much more.
Also in the UK, a woman, 53 years old, has gotten into legal trouble after she defied a court order demanding she stop having loud sex with her husband.
I hate that.
Yeah. She refuses to stop screaming. She's 53. Her husband is 38. Multiple neighbors have complained. And there's an order there called the Antisocial Behavior Order, which bans people from shouting, screaming, or vocalizing. And she says, well, this is just BS. She has the right to do whatever she wants to. It says that they bought a bed with an iron headboard, and that just made it worse, banging against the wall.
I hate that, too. It's like all they want is attention.
So is this some kind of a homeowners association thing, or is this like a real, you know, criminal?
Well, noise. Yeah, I mean, a noise.
It's a noise ordinance.
Because in England, like, okay, if you're leaving the pub at night, and the pubs close earlier over there than they do here, you have to. There's noise ordinances for, like, when the pubs close, like, you're walking back, it can't be loud. So I'd assume the same thing falls over into, you know, loud.
Yeah. Nuisance caller, I guess. Also, where is this? Okay, also in the UK, instead of 911, they must call 999. A man called 911 over 800 times in 5 months, using the number as an emergency-free sex line. Says on one occasion in August, he called every 10 minutes for the whole night, saying he had an emergency in his pants. And to put a woman on the phone immediately. Needless to say, he's in trouble.
They were like, that was funny the first 38 times.
Yeah. When we come back, last three stories of the night. As a matter of fact, the last three stories of the year, 2014, on the Dark 30 Hour. Brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop here in Asheville.
I hope they're dirty.
I'm Joshua P. Warren, and you'll get to hear the last three stories of 2014 here on Speaking of Strange right after this.
We are in the final minutes of tonight's Speaking of Strange, the last show of 2014. And we will be with you again in 2015. You better tune in for some, good new crazy content, because I have a feeling
I'm picking and a grinning.
Next year is going to be a wild one. I can feel it in my bones. Tonight's program is brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop. And do yourself a favor. Turn your money into more money. Go to Wright's Coin Shop. Go to WrightsCoinShop.com or call them at 828-298-5402. They are right here in Asheville, North Carolina, 828-298-5402. We call this the Dark 30 Hour because, it's the time we talk about some of the more sordid and seedy stories, not for the kiddies, not for the easily offended. So tune out if you don't want to hear that kind of material. Here's a story from Paris, France. Apparently there is a run there on butt plugs right now. you don't hear that said often on the radio, do you, Producer Sam?
Not as often as you should.
They are rushing to buy them in the wake of a controversy over an inflatable tree called Artwork. After it was attacked by vandals, compared to a giant sex toy, I know that didn't make a lot of sense, so let me put it this way. Apparently somebody in some park has put up some kind of an inflatable tree that looked like a butt plug, and after vandals attacked it, the butt plug community came out to support butt plugs by buying a ton of them. A retailer said, "We used to sell about 50 per month. Since this controversy, we have been moving them by the thousands." So this is kind of like one of those Christmas movies where at the end, It's a Wonderful Life, where everybody shows up to support things.
Was that like in the B-roll or the special features, Jimmy Stewart?
I remember that part.
At the end of the movie, they're like, we're in the butt plug business. We're going to have to give up the farm. And then the whole community comes out and just buys thousands of butt plugs.
Yay.
So that's very inspirational. story number two comes to us from Michigan. A homeless man is facing charges after he stole an ambulance from outside a hospital. He was chased down by cops, and when they finally pulled him over, they asked him, why did you steal this ambulance? And he said, quote, "to see some boobs," end quote. He was on his way to a place called the Booby Trap, which
seems
is a very
like a good place to see him.
Clever name. And he was arraigned, but I think in the spirit of the season, somebody should take that homeless man to the Booby Trap. Any volunteers out there?
In a perfect world, where Adam had not sinned.
Before I get to the last story here, you have any wishes for our listeners, Sam, the animal, for 2015?
I could be fake and be like, I hope that y'all have a great... No, I don't.
Okay.
Not that I hate y'all. I love y'all. And I love you guys right here, Joshua.
I love you too,
Shelly.
Sam.
Shelly.
I
love you too, Shelly.
We're doing a group. It looks like a seance, but I don't know.
Yes.
It kind of does look like a seance, but it's a big group hug.
I don't
really
want to use the word, but it's a reaching out.
We're reaching around each other.
Shelly, you have any final wishes?
I just hope everyone has a happy, healthy new year.
Okay. That said, last story.
I know.
A masturbating man forced a Virgin plane to make an emergency landing. They say that he was not only masturbating but trying to open the door in midair. A 26-year-old American on a flight from Boston to Los Angeles. They had to make an unscheduled stop in Nebraska. Police boarded the plane and escorted the man off in handcuffs. And, of course, that brings us to the question of the year. Is this plane still a virgin?
Ba-doom-ba.
And that's going to do it for this edition of the program in 2014. I hope all of you have a very twisted 2015, and we will be here to entertain you and give you the real scoop, my friends. I thank Brian Hall, Sam Still, John Anderson, and Mobius. This is Speaking of Strange, where the unusual becomes usual. Till next time, we will be at speakingofstrange.com. Sign up for the free e-newsletter and Twitter, and tune in 2015 for a brand new one. You are commanded! Yeah,